I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is Taz and Moose with you Wednesday morning. CBS Sports Radio coming to you live. Quicken Loan Studios, National Mortgage Lender. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. You know the crew. Mike and Pete across the way. Bogus, your updates as we take you right up until 9 a.m. Eastern time. Coming up next hour, we'll talk a little NFL. Ryan Wilson will join us. Covers the National Football League for CBS Sports. We'll join Taz and myself. Look forward to that conversation. We've got a 1v1 NFC Championship Game Quarterback Edition of 1v1 coming up later on this hour as well. And yesterday we did a 1v1 of the AFC Championship Game and the two quarterbacks, and that is Patrick Mahomes and obviously the legendary Tom Brady.
Right.
I think all of us did. I think all of us went with, no, three. Three of the four went with Patrick Mahomes. You and I went with Mahomes.
Correct. Yeah. We have
Bilotti went with Brady.
Yeah, Bilotti went with Brady.
I went with Brady. Oh. Bilotti went with Mahomes.
Oh, okay. So me, you, and Bilotti went with Mahomes, and Mikey B went with Tom Brady. And then we did a poll.
We did. We can do a social media update right now. Right now. Right there. So, yes, 1v1. Taz and Moose on the Twitter. Basically, we need your vote. That's what it says. Winner moves on to facing the NFC winner. So 60% of the votes went to Pat Mahomes. 40% went to Tom Brady. Hundreds of people voted. We appreciate you guys voting. The final results are in. You cannot vote anymore on that. Thank you. So we will be posting the social media team underneath Mikey B. Right, Mike? They're going to be posting something.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be our 1v1 with the NFC Championship quarterbacks will go up, and it'll be Drew Brees and Jared Goff.
Right.
So professional. They'll be posting something.
So we're going to do the 1v1. We're going to make our suggestion that it's up to you. Hop online. Go to @TazOfTheMoose. Vote on the NFC 1v1 poll.
Right.
And then the winner of that, then we'll have the matchup. So we'll have the Super Bowl of 1v1 before the championship game as ever takes place.
I'm ready.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Ready to do it now or you want to do it later?
No, we're going to do it a little bit. A little bit, we're going to do it.
No problem.
Hello.
Do it a little bit.
Okay, bro. Got it.
Thanks for being
720 Jones.
Thanks for being locked in.
I'm locked in, babe. You got me. I'm designed. I got all sorts of stuff. You
know,
I got
Taz,
nice room busy over here.
I'm just busting your job.
I know you.
Taz has got like 8 million things going on. See, he's ordering chairs, shirts. Yeah, he's like basically, he's like Amazon over
there. And I'm co-hosting a radio show at the same time.
He's doing everything.
I got so many jobs.
So speaking of the AFC and NFC title games, number one is, you look at this Patriot team, and the perception after one game of New England has completely changed. As the Patriots are a 3-point dog in Kansas City on Sunday night, and we know how cold it's going to be in the Arctic blast, and temperatures in the single digits and dropping to either zero or below zero as that game does move along into the evening out in Kansas City, Taz. They have one game, and nobody said, as Tom Brady said, nobody said the Patriots sucked, or that they were not a good football team. I think people thought that the Patriots weren't nearly as good or as talented as they once were. I think that's a fair assessment based on what we all witnessed in the regular season. They go out there and absolutely dominate, 35-7 lead at the half, game over, dominate the Los Angeles Chargers this past Sunday up in Foxborough. Now the perception of the New England Patriots is a night and day difference. What a difference 60 minutes of football can make. Now all of a sudden people are expecting, well, the Patriots are going to go into Kansas City and beat the Chiefs now.
Right.
They weren't going to beat the Chargers at home, but now they're going to go into KC and Brady's going to outdo Mahomes. The Patriots are going to shut down Mahomes. And I get the confidence in New England, Taz, but off of one game It is amazing what one game can do to change the perception of one football team.
And that's a great point on your part. And I think what happened is that because that one game, as you know, was built on years of them doing this, meaning Belichick and Brady and some of the other guys. I mean, so it's in the postseason, the success they've had. They went in against a 12-3 Charger team at the time, not a 12-4. They finished a 12-4, I should say. A 12-3 Charger team that was a legitimate team. A really, really, really legit team with a veteran quarterback in Rivers everybody thought, okay, he's going to do it. He's going to do it this year, and he's going to take out Brady. He's going to take out the Pats. And the Pats beat the snot out of the Chargers. I mean, just beat them up.
Yes.
I mean, beat them up in Foxborough. And so you're right. And they went in motivated. And, we talked about that yesterday with Brady, and he's got, basically saying, people think we stink. All right, we'll show you. And that's the thing. Now you got a motivated team, and going into Kansas City, and you're right, it's going to be freezing cold. And I'll tell you, I'm really looking forward to this game. I wish this was the earlier game, right? This is the 6:40 p.m. Eastern, right, I believe?
This was the evening. 6:40, yeah. Correct.
I wish this was the earlier one, because I'd get my drink on at the house.
Yeah. I do like it being the night game and being the second game, because I think it's probably the sexier of the two matchups, and certainly has, the old guard against the new guard, the young buck quarterback against the greatest quarterback of all time in Tom Brady, Belichick and Reed, two veteran coaches who've had a lot of success. Obviously, Bill Belichick a lot more than Andy Reed of getting to the Super Bowl and winning the Super Bowl. I do like the fact that it is game number two, but I think for Kansas City, I think you also saw, if you're going to tell me the perception of New England has changed, and it has, then I also got to give the Kansas City Chiefs a lot of credit as well, because they went up into a matchup against Indianapolis a week ago or a couple days ago at home on Saturday, early game, Taz, and the perception was that Kansas City was going to get dominated up front, and they're the ones that out-muscled, out-physical,
right,
won the man mano-a-mano battle. Chris Jones dominated Quentin Nelson, and the Chiefs were able to match the physicality of Indianapolis, something that nobody ever really thought going into it. The defense played very, very well. So I know it's one game, and people are going to say, well, I got to see it again. Well, then I can say the same thing against the Pats, too. I got to see the Pats take that game that they had against the Los Angeles Chargers at home against a Charger team that was playing on the East Coast for a second straight week, but at home against a coaching staff in Los Angeles that had a failure to adjust. I got to see them do it for a second time in order for me to believe that the Patriots are back to being a dominant Patriot team, because if I'm going to say the Pats are back, then I'm going to tell you that the Chiefs defense has turned a corner as well.
Yeah, the thing is, like, and I was saying it yesterday, the thing for me is the Belichick, that he's probably studying Pat Mahomes like crazy, just everything he can figure, like, for his defense, for Belichick and that defense. And he's just, as we know, it's well documented, right? I mean, Belichick has a defensive mind. He's a guru. He's a wizard. And that's the thing, man, I got to say. And I love Pat Mahomes, but it's just that's what makes it so intriguing. I said it yesterday, bro, and I'll say it again. To me, this is Pat Mahomes against Belichick, as crazy as it sounds. It really is, because it's going to be about the scheme that big Belichick puts in there. And by the way, I misspoke on the Chargers on their record. So I said they were, what did I say they were, 13? Mike, what did I say they were 13 and?
Oh, the 12 and 4, they lost their 12 and
4. Correct. I misspoke. I said I gave them an extra loss.
You gave them one less loss.
One less loss, right. Correct. So I misspoke. I mean, I'm not, well, because I'm not a stats guy, so that's why that would happen. That's well documented. You know that.
Yeah, I agree with you. No big deal.
Thank you, Taz.
You misspoke. It's not that big of a deal.
No,
now, the cold conditions.
But a guy by the water cooler, you want to get the stuff right.
Well,
I learned that from someone a while ago.
Yeah. I said that all the time. I want to make sure we're factually correct. We do want to do that, no?
Yeah, of course. Now, sometimes you throw stuff out there, but yeah, you're right.
Are you into, lunar eclipses, full moons, half moons, all that kind of stuff?
Like, when you say into, what do you mean? Do I sit around and gaze at them?
Yeah, there are people that are into it, that look at it and say,
like,
well,
Adam Gaze looking at that?
No,
could you imagine that look?
I'm
not.
Like,
I am not into that.
Almost,
I am not
like
into
when you have a bad night's sleep and someone says, I had a bad night's sleep, it was a full moon last night. That's why.
I think
the astrology are playing into it. I
think that's a load of Schneike. You know, that's I don't buy it.
Listen, I do think there's some truth to it. I'm not wholeheartedly a believer, but I do think there's a little bit of it. But I do.
Why are you asking these questions?
I'm asking these questions for a reason, because I'm trying to transition away from the 12-3 Los Angeles Chargers.
Astrology Jones over here. Okay, I got anyway, it. Deception. Thank
on
you.
Sunday, on Sunday. On Sunday, the Kansas City Chiefs and the New England Patriots will be playing a game in which there will be a Super Blood Wolf Moon.
Oh, Super Blood.
Super Blood.
Sounds cool,
wolf,
actually.
Wolf Moon.
A full Wolf Moon Super Blood.
No, Super Blood Wolf Moon. That's how you say
it. Super,
Super Blood Wolf, Wolf Moon.
Okay.
Correct.
So Super Blood Wolf Moon.
Correct.
What the heck is that?
Well,
it's a red moon?
A blood moon refers to a moon awash in a reddish tint. And this only happens during
like a fuchsia.
It only happens during lunar eclipses.
Really?
The reddish tint is caused by the difference in how light bounces off the moon, scatters in our atmosphere when the moon sits in our shadow. Sunday's lunar eclipse is total, meaning the moon will fall completely under the shadow of the Earth.
In Kansas City?
No, across the country. But you'll be able... It's at night.
It was a joke.
I know it was a joke. It's at night.
I don't think every state has their own moon.
I don't think you did. I got the joke.
Okay, bro.
I got the joke.
Go ahead.
So, no, that was it.
That's it.
I gave you the explanation.
All right, I got it. So, lunar eclipse, blue moon. Blood moon. Lunar eclipse, blood moon. I've witnessed lunar eclipses, and I've seen wolves. Never together.
A supermoon is when the moon's orbit brings it closer than usual to Earth.
Scary.
Even on Long Island, like where I live. It's not a crazy large difference, but you might notice it's a bit bigger and brighter than normal.
What time, bro?
Sunday night's moon, well, when the moon comes up and the sun sets, come on. Sunday's night's moon won't be the closest moon of the year, just the closest of the month.
You ever see sometimes the moon? It's huge. You ever see that?
Yeah,
like it's low, like
Taz,
huge.
Do you listen what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I do listen, bro.
Well, what was I just explaining?
No, but I'm not talking about the wolf moon. You're talking about the blood moon.
I just explained a super moon. You're describing. I just explained what a super moon was.
It's a big moon.
And I said why it happens, and then your response was, "Do you ever notice when the moon is really big?"
You're right. Right,
no, dude, I just explained
that.
You're
right. Yeah, I
I agree with you. I think it's beautiful. I love it. I think
scary,
it's
scary kind of.
No, it's not scary.
It's scary.
It's not scary.
That moon falls on the street. It's a problem for everybody. It's like sometimes you see these moons, these super moons as they call them. They're so big, it looks like I've driven on the road. It looks like it's on the road. Like, and I'm like, whoa. Look at how big that moon is. I'm going right at it.
Yes.
That ever happened to you?
That has happened to me. So. Where you're driving. I don't think the moon's going to fall right on me, but yes.
That happened once in the Smoky Mountains. I was driving from a show.
Nice.
And it was really foggy Jones, and I'm seeing this big, huge light ahead of me. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm just trucking down the road, and I was like, what is going on here? And I see this. It's the moon, bro. I thought it was like just like a train coming at me on the interstate, which would be impossible. And I'm like, what is this big giant light? Once the fog cleared, it was the moon, bro. It freaked me out. I was alone driving, listening to Led Zeppelin, packing a lip at 2 in the morning.
I love when like the moon lights up the road. It's so bright.
You like that?
Yes. Why do you think it's called a wolf moon?
I've already failed at this astrology questions. A wolf moon, I'll tell you why.
No, give me.
Because it's got like edges on, like teeth.
Nope.
It's a good answer, though.
That's a creative answer. Very, very creative.
Creative answer.
That's a very creative answer. All right, why do you think it's called a wolf moon?
I don't know, bro. Mike, why is it called a wolf moon?
Because wolves come out at night.
Oh, it's worse than my answer.
Bilotti, why do you think it's called a wolf moon?
I have no damn clue.
that's worse than his answer.
Can't even give an answer?
I gave a pretty good guess.
Wolf moon, it's called the wolf moon because the first full moon of the year is named after howling wolves. In some cultures, it was known as Old Moon, Ice Moon, Snow Moon, and the Moon After Yule.
I don't know how you memorize this stuff from college, but you are a smart guy, I got to tell you.
Wow.
You really are impressive. Your memory is amazing.
The moon with moose.
This year's Wolf Moon is not only a super moon, but there will be a total lunar eclipse visible from North and South America.
I just wanted to know what I'm drinking.
Each and every individual state. So you'll be able to see it in New York, Tess.
I just
Europe and Western Africa. If you can't see in the sky, they're going to be streaming it live.
Here's the thing.
A live stream. Look at that.
Is there a live stream? I'm going to watch the football game. I'm not going to watch the moon.
I'm going to bookmark that.
But here's the thing. I wanted to ask the audience, what's the best drink? It's going to be a cold game when the Pats play the Chiefs in Kansas City. What's a good drink? What's a good liquor, adult beverage to drink at the house? I just want to know.
Okay.
Just 855-212-4227. We don't normally do stuff like that where we ask people to call about food and beverages. That's not a normal thing here.
That. Yes.
But I know that there's probably a good chunk of our audience that partakes in an adult beverage. So they might have a good... What's that mule drink? You ever hear of that mule?
Moscow mule.
Yeah, something like that.
It's a good drink.
I need something like for the house.
It's ginger beer.
Just a little... Wow, look at you. Something a little hearty, like something like maybe it's just a barrel of Guinness. Something. Call the show. Give me an idea. I mix drinks. I got a full bar.
We got a 1v1 coming your way next. Oh, yeah. We're going to do that. Yes. NFC Championship game quarterbacks. We've got Jared Goff and Drew Brees. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. It's Taz the Moose on a Wednesday morning right here. CBS Sports Radio.
Well, the right hire can really make an impact on your business. I'll tell you what. I told you about a buddy of mine who owned a hardware store. A friend of mine that has a tuna boat. And they use LinkedIn. Well, another friend of mine, he sells chairs, like gaming chairs. And he goes to LinkedIn and utilizes LinkedIn to get the right people to work in his company. You can post to job boards and hope you'll find the right person for your job. But think about it. How often do you check job boards? 9 out of 10 LinkedIn members are open to new opportunities, and yet most are not visiting job boards. So you can only reach them on LinkedIn. LinkedIn Jobs intentionally targets potential candidates based on insights from their behavior on LinkedIn and rich profile data, which you can't find, on a resume. Like their skills, recommendations, interests, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours. So your job gets in front of the right people. That's the key, right? And that's why a new hire is made every 10 seconds using LinkedIn. LinkedIn, it's the best way to find the person who will be able to help grow your business. Hurry to LinkedIn.com/Taz and get $50 off your first job post right now. That's LinkedIn.com/TAZ to save $50. LinkedIn.com/Taz. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
Welterweight superstars return to the ring when legendary 8-time champion, the Pac-Man, Manny Pacquiao, meets 4-time champ Adrian the Problem Broner. Two of the biggest stars in boxing, one explosive fight, Pacquiao versus Broner, Saturday, January 19th at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, live on pay-per-view. We'll get to our NFC Championship Game 1v1 Quarterback Edition. We'll do that coming up straight ahead. Bogus is here, second time this morning. What's up, Andrew?
Moose, Taz, good morning one more time.
Hello.
There were points to be scored last night in the NBA. The Sixers made Jimmy Butler a winner in his reunion with the T-Wolves, 149-107. 81 of those Philly points came in the first half. The Warriors hung an all-time record 51 first-quarter points on the Nuggets, eventually winning in Denver 142-111, snapping the Nuggets' 12-game home winning streak. And the Hawks outscored the Thunder 142-126. Trae Young, 24 points and 11 assists, then got on the post-game walkie-talkie.
When you see the ball go in like we did tonight, I think it just keeps rolling. And I mean, they're one of the top defensive teams in the league. So even with that being said, I mean, we shot pretty well tonight.
OKC, meanwhile, has dropped 3 of 4. Honorable mention of the Pacers, who walloped the Suns 131-97. And the Bucks, who routed the Heat 125-86. The Lakers got by the Bulls 107-100. That's 8 losses in a row now for Lauri Markkanen and Chicago.
It's tough, of course, mentally, and just try to get ready to play next game, and that's what we have to do. And of course, it's a lot more fun when you're winning, but there's not, nobody's feeling sorry for us, so we just got to fix it.
Back with the Lakers, LeBron James's agent says his client will miss at least two more games with his groin strain. LA is now 4-7 without LeBron. Atlanta Falcons defensive end Tack McKinley undergoing a mental evaluation after a friend called police to an LA hotel. The team issued a statement last night to say it'll support McKinley however necessary. On the coaching front, the Jets reportedly close to hiring Greg Williams as their defensive coordinator. College hoops, third-ranked Tennessee kept rolling last night, 106-87 over Arkansas. Number 4, Virginia, handled number 9, Virginia Tech, 81-59 to remain unbeaten. And number 10, Nevada, left Boise State with a 72-71 W. But number 17, NC State, lost at Wake Forest, 71-67. And LSU took down 18th-ranked Ole Miss, 83-69. Former Ohio State QB Tate Martell is transferring to Miami. He'll sit out 1 year to play 3. Rafael Nadal just wrapped up a straight set win over Matthew Ebden on night 3 of the Australian Open. Maria Sharapova is finally about to start her match. American Frances Tiafoe upset 6-seeded Kevin Anderson today in 4 sets. Wins for Federer, Wozniacki, and Sloane Stephens. And on ice, the Sharks have won 7 in a row, 5-2 over the Penguins. Nashville smacked Washington 7-2. The Jets top the Golden Knight 4-1. Guys?
All right. Thank you, Andrew. We did a 1v1 AFC Championship game quarterback edition yesterday. Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, 3 of the 4 here. Went with Mahomes. It was Mike Bisseglia who went with Tom Brady. We threw it up there on a poll. 60% of our audience would take Patrick Mahomes in a 1v1 matchup right now this year. Not careers, but this year in a matchup against Tom Brady. Let's get to Breeze Goff, NFC title game 1v1.
There it goes deep left. That ball is high. That is far. That is gone. Giancarlo, no si può stopparlo.
Brady takes the snap. He backs up. A lob toward Gronkowski. Left. Reaches out. Extends. Makes the grab as he dives to the pylon. Touchdown, Patriots.
One versus one. The best versus the best. Taz, Moose, and you decide who is the best of the best. It's now time for 1v1 with Taz and the Moose.
LeBron into the forecourt, in on Ananobi, gets jumped toward the side, banks it up! Oh, he did it again! The LeBron James legend continues!
That's right. Jared Goff of the Los Angeles Rams, as they are 3.5-point underdogs. They're going into New Orleans Sunday early. NFC Championship game as they take on Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints, the two star quarterbacks for the two teams that are playing for a chance to get themselves to the Super Bowl down in Atlanta in a couple weeks, Taz. A little 1v1 NFC edition. Who you like?
All right, and again, like we did yesterday here, we got to say it's a little bit of an unbalanced thing if you're comparing their full careers because Brees is playing a lot longer than Goff, right? So so what did we do yesterday? We kind of did it where it was more of a...
Based on this year.
On this year for this game. Because if you look, this is, I gave you a little, couple little anecdotes yesterday, some little ha-ha, little funny stuff. Ha-ha! So I'll give you another one today in this 1v1 before I give you my pick, okay? How about that? You ready for that?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So, game-winning drives.
What?
In his career so far, Jared Goff
what
has
was,
had...
I forget, what was the joke yesterday that was the ha-ha?
It really wasn't a joke. It was just kind of like a, I gave you like a tale of tape kind of thing.
Oh.
And told you some of the history.
Yeah, the boxing. I threw out the reach.
Yeah, that was ha-ha. Yes. And then there was another ha-ha moment where it was, I was comparing Brady and Mahomes like... The amount of whatever it was, yards they threw,
yes,
or whatever
yes,
it was.
Yes, I remember.
So
yes.
I want to give you a couple,
disparity. All
couple
right.
little more of those anecdotes before we move on with the segment, if
nice.
You don't mind.
Yeah,
that's
no.
okay with you.
Floor is yours.
I mean, you're Kevin Durant of this show, so
oh,
I can't.
Stop,
you know,
stop.
You're
floor is yours, Taz.
Yeah,
take it away.
Thank you, pal.
Let's
all right, so yards. I don't normally spit stats. You
yes,
know me.
We all understand.
Yeah, so basically, if you look at like passing yards, for example, Jared Goff thus far in his career has 9,581 passing yards. That's pretty impressive. And Drew Brees has a whopping 74,437 passing yards. Again, big difference of years of experience. Completion percentage. Again, not a stat guy, but just for hits and giggles. Jared Goff, 51% completion percentage, where Drew Brees is 67.3. Now, as far as this year... goes between these two awesome QBs, you got to say that Jared Goff, it's kind of not the same from this year. And they really, and I think they're going to go into this game on Sunday against the Saints with that new two-headed monster they have with C.J. Anderson, obviously, and Todd Gurley, the Rams, with a running game. Heavy, heavy, heavy running game. So I don't think you're going to see much of Goff, you know, throwing the ball as much as, you know, we've seen throughout the year or as we get closer to the postseason, deeper in the postseason here. So I do think in this one, to me, it's simple. I am going to go with Drew Brees in this one. That doesn't mean I'm saying the Saints are going to win the game. This is a 1v1. I do think that Brees will have better numbers and outplay Jared Goff quarterback to quarterback this Sunday in New Orleans.
We're a second day in a row, we're going to be in agreement. You can't really compare the careers in any way, shape, or form between the two. And Jared Goff is still in the early stage of his, and Brees is on the back nine, as the cliche would say, of his. And he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. Brees, although at now 40 years of age, he had a historic season. I mean, what was it? 38-5, I think, touchdowns to interceptions over the course of the year. You look at the completion percentage. Mike Thomas is an absolute stud at one of the wideout spots, hitting Alvin Kamara coming out of into the flat as well, and running pass routes. It's not like he's got one all-star, you know, Pro Bowl caliber receiver after another. He's got a lot of talent around him, and he's done a great job of orchestrating and running that offense. And when they need to pick up big third downs, there was Drew Brees on Sunday once again against the Eagles. The concern I have with Goff is, you know, the way that he closed out the year. You know, going into that, 49er game to close out the season, Taz, he had thrown an interception in four straight games. He had the four interception game on the road in Chicago against the Bears, in which that Bears defense had its way. You look at the way that the Rams knocked around the Dallas Cowboys, it wasn't on the arm of Jared Goff. It was on the legs of both Gurley and C.J. Anderson as they ran for nearly 270 yards as a team. So I look at where they are right now. I think McVay is a brilliant play caller. I think Sean Payton's a brilliant play caller. But if I'm looking at this 1v1 matchup, it's hard for me not to side with the old man, the 40-year-old in Drew Brees, and think that I'm going to take him on Sunday. He's a better quarterback, better player, not for just for his career, but this year he's been a better quarterback and a better player. I think McVay has done a wonderful job with Jared Goff. They're just not on the level of Drew Brees. So I'm siding with you. I'm going to take Drew Brees.
Yeah, and we saw it, dude. Just real quick to cap that. I mean, like what he did, what Brees did against the Eagles, a pretty good Eagles defense. And, you know, Michael Thomas, he was targeted 16 times. He had 12 catches for 171 yards.
Yeah.
And that's all off of Brees, man, that throwing over 300 yards he threw for. So, you know.
And how about the 18-play, 92-yard drive that was over 11 minutes long.
Amazing.
On the field. Amazing. And how many third down conversions did Drew Brees, third and 16, the 17-yard completion of Mike Thomas. They were second and 20. They convert the first down. How many times they get pushed back by penalties and that offense kept on churning right along? And a lot of it had to do with number nine.
Oh, you're right. And in that game against the Eagles, the Saints, they had like 37 or 38 minutes of time possession where the Eagles, I was reading the other day, they had like 22 minutes. Yeah. So it's a big difference in there. How about we go to the men behind the glass, Moose, and get
Mikey
their opinions
B, who
on
do
this.
You got?
I'm with you guys with Drew Brees. To add on basically to everything you guys just said, putting him in the dome, I don't care who the other quarterback is. I love him in that spot. Goff's had a great year, but Drew Brees at home, it's in the playoffs, it's literally unbeatable in the history of the NFL.
Well said, Mike. And Pete the Body.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with you guys. Drew Brees at home, deadly combination with Sean Payton as well. Running that system is a nonstop offensive juggernaut. I'm going with the Saints for my pick also, but I'm picking the Brees.
Well, you don't hear commentary much like that from a board operator and radio, but you get it here.
Right. Wonderful job.
That's
wonderful,
right.
Wonderful,
and on the DA job. Show, you get it.
Here all week.
Yeah. And what are the other shows he works on?
By the way, Mike, how are those coasters working out for you, this Brooklyn Nets that I got you?
Nice. Oh, that you got me for the Secret Santa? They've been great.
They're doing good.
Yeah, Nets 2-2 since the coasters. I'm keeping track of
them. There you go. So I like to bring that stuff up sometimes, Moose. You know what I mean? Like out of nowhere, organically.
No,
that's what I do.
Listen, I get it. I get it. I understand.
I was ready.
One on the toes about the gifts. Make sure they're using them properly.
I got it, Taz.
My son told me that once.
Next year, I think I'm good with gifts.
Yeah, he's...
I've learned my lesson.
Yeah, we'll get ourselves gifts.
We'll my son said that. He goes, man, you will beat someone down when you give him a gift. He told me that last year. I go, yeah.
Next year, you know what?
I'm worse with him than
Santa. Me, Mike, Pete, and Bogus will exchange at 9:05 a.m.
Maybe I should be out. Yeah, I should. I think I should be out.
I'll text it's you more bad. Photos of the coasters if you'd like.
But then I'll have commentary on the gifts if I'm not involved. No, and I'll rip the gifts you gave to each other.
To make sure that they're being properly used.
Just want to make sure. I just want to make sure people are using the stuff. Good stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
thank
of course.
You. Yeah, they're great. Yes,
I work hard for my money, Moose, now, and I'm a gracious man. I'm a good-hearted guy. You know that.
I know you are, yes. Now, you have to hop on Twitter right now
really?
And vote. Yes, oh. Drew Brees or Jared Goff. Go to our Twitter account, at Taz and the Moose, and give us a vote. The poll's going to be open for the next 24 hours. You guys were or next 19 hours, I should say, because it just got posted. And we were going to have the final results tomorrow, and then we'll set up our Super Bowl 1v1 matchup. Even if those two teams don't happen to win,
it's like
we're
the Kings have voted already, by the way.
Well, I'm sure he did. But
sorry, yeah, continue.
Yes, let me just finish what I'm going to say before we work
in here all day.
Right, hashtag we over. All right, we'll get to that.
Go ahead, bro.
No, that's okay.
Oh, so this is pinned. The team, good job, Mike. You told the team to pin this to the account.
Correct.
So when you pin something, that means it stays there.
Yeah, on the top. Hop online, vote. We'll release the results tomorrow during the Thursday edition of Taz and the Moose, and we'll set up our final 1v1 matchup for later on.
I could show you later if you want how to pin a tweet.
How do you pin a tweet?
You go to it, you right-click, and you go up there, and you're joking, right?
Yes, I'm joking.
All right.
It's a left click.
Bro, you got a good poker face. You have me. I'm like, all right, well, you go this, you go. Oh, well, we got the first DM from Pete Gass. I apologize, Pete the Body. Pete Gass came in with a direct message to me, Taz. Basically says, you are a true heel, meaning me. So that means I'm
Pete Gass texted me, says, you're a good man, Taz sucks.
Ah, not surprised. That's consistent with what he said to me, that I'm a heel.
He called me as well. And gave me his address. True story.
God lives in a friggin' mansion. That guy.
Should
actually do the show.
Now
I have an idea,
now
Moose.
I'm Facebook friends with Pete Gass.
Hold on. I just got an idea.
He just friended me.
You're going to love this idea.
Yeah.
We should do... Pete Gass is like a mansion in Connecticut, right? I know he's got the house in Florida, but he's got a mansion in Connecticut. We should do... Well, he's moved from Connecticut. Mike Van Fish.
He lives in Jackson.
No, I was just double checking. I had the right address.
Oh, he used to have a mansion, and I was just saying we could do the show on the road. We'll do the show. What do you call it? On location. What do you call it?
A remote.
Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. Thank you.
A remote.
Mike goes remote. We'll do the show remotely from Pete Gass's place in Jacksonville. We'll go down there by the pool, and we'll do a show right from there.
Yeah.
Have him fly us down.
Who would fly us down?
Pete.
Pete's not going to fly us down.
Yeah, he'll love that.
It's flying me, and I'm not coming out of my dime, I'll tell you that.
Well, you invited yourself, and you wouldn't pay for yourself?
Do the show right there. Let him do a segment. What a
salute. No, we should really be down in Atlanta for the Super Bowl.
Atlanta?
Yeah.
Dude,
that's where we should
be. I'm not
Radio Row.
Forget about it. The traffic in the...
That is fantastic.
Traffic
that's
in Atlanta.
Great
Radio Row.
That's fantastic exposure.
Bro.
You want to say... I love Pete Gass. You want to send Pete Gass backyard. No, do a show.
You're damn right. He's probably got a beautiful yard with a nice pool.
I'm not saying he doesn't.
Do the show remotely from my yard. It's just too cold out right now. The pool's covered. I got my team ready to uncover
it. It's an easier drive for me to Lower Manhattan.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this right now. It's funny. I'll tell you this right now. Okay, I'm not going to Atlanta, so you can do the shows with somebody else.
Well, we're not going.
Not going.
If we were going to go, that would have been set up already months ago.
Or you could do the show with your favorite host.
What?
You.
Do solo shows. Good line, yes.
No, that's easier. That's
no,
bro, I'm not going to Atlanta. I wouldn't go to Atlanta anyway.
No, I love doing shows
listen,
with Taz.
Dude, you know me.
I made that perfectly clear.
You know me. I don't like the stop and chat. Okay, that's what there's a ton of guests. I hate it.
No,
it's so disingenuous.
It's nothing to do
with
that. It's a great experience.
You know I'm right about the stop and chat.
We've been down this path before. It's a great experience. They're not sending us. CBS Sports Radio learned the lesson early on in the launch of this network. The morning show went initially, and then they stopped going.
Mike, were you working on the show?
If we were on TV, we'd be going. We're not on TV.
No. I was not. No,
TV. We don't have video.
Maybe
do it on an iPhone.
We've gone radio silent on video.
Yeah, well, that's...
Which is making my partner nervous.
Well, and angry at the same time.
It's been a topic of conversation during the course of the
race. Usually when
I
get nervous, I get angry at the same time.
Yes.
And that's what's happening.
Yes.
The sounds of silence.
But let me ask you...
That's a great song.
Hey, Mike... So were you on the show when I went down to, on the Super Bowl? Were you there?
I was not part of that show. I did go down one year, but I'd rather not say on the radio how what was annoying about it.
It's annoying, right? You don't have to say
No,
the radio,
nothing that. It was that I had to pay for a lot of
it. Pay his own way. What? Amy Lawrence pays her own way.
It was just not... Dude. It was fun, but it just wasn't worth
really?
It for that sense. So.
Pay your own way.
What am I... Would I blink? No, they pay their own way.
Shot. What are you going to throw a punch at me now? No, I didn't know. You're telling me that people are paying their own way to go down there?
I paid for partially of it. It wasn't full. But the point was, it was just for a week, it was.
I'm not leaving my house.
No, we know you're not leaving.
For
it's
nothing.
Not, it's not a. It's,
forget
I,
it.
It's not even
I'm
an
not
opportunity.
Going, Moose. I'm just telling you right now.
But it's not even an opportunity. We're not on that level.
Wow. We're on that level. They just choose not to have the budget for that level.
I was initially told years ago it was because of the time change. It made it difficult when the
Super East
Bowl
time zone.
When the Super Bowl was out west. Yeah, this year it's in Atlanta.
It's in Atlanta, East Coast.
Yeah. Well, they're changing the East Coast, guys. The time will change there.
Right, exactly.
It's
right. No, we're on that level. They just choose not
we
to
We are
spend
on that level. They choose not to spend the money. And that's fine. I that's fine because you know what? It would cost them a plethora of money to get one of these hosts there. I'm not doing it. I need a lot of money. Like a lot.
I got you. Well,
a
that's not going to happen. You know that.
A lot.
You've been through the negotiations.
Hello?
855-212-4227 is your number to call.
Oh, my God.
Oh, great song.
Oh, yeah. Great song. Really gets you motivated. Get your morning going, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, crank it up. Get your morning going, folks. Feel like you're back in 1963 in Woodstock. Sitting there drinking
great song.
Drinking wine, smoking a blunt.
A legendary song.
I'm not into this stuff. Oh. Was this the Grasshoppers?
Oh, stop.
Simon Garfunkel.
Oh, yeah.
Legends.
Who they ever beat?
Legends.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
Go listen to Korn.
Soft Korn.
Taz and the Moose with you. Oh, great job, Bilotti. Great song. Beautiful song.
Yeah, great job.
Taz, Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes. You can save 15% or more on car insurance. A couple other NFL notes that we have yet to get into. Remember, Ryan Wilson, CBS Sports NFL analyst, is going to join Taz and myself coming your way at about 8:20 this morning, 5:20 Pacific, so looking forward to that. But two things before we get to the top of the hour and the three comes your way then. Number one, Jerry Jones, in reference to his head coach, Jason Garrett, saying that obviously gets the team to the playoffs, wins the division. They win a wild card game. They get eliminated in Los Angeles last Saturday night. That if Garrett was relieved of his duties in Dallas, that Jason Garrett would have a number of job opportunities in the National Football League. I think I don't think Jerry Jones is talking out of his rear end there. I probably do agree with him. I think Jason Garrett would have another opportunity to jump back right into being a head coach in the National Football League.
Yeah, no, I do too. I agree. I don't think that, and I don't want to take Jerry Jones's words out of context, but I don't think that's the reason to keep someone on the job because
I don't
they
disagree
would,
with you
know what I mean? Like, that's the only thing I think where some people heard what Jones said and were like, oh, wait a minute, is that why you're keeping the guy? I agree. No, I do think that Jason Garrett would land a job pretty quick. All that experience, and he's had success. He's a good coach. He is. He's had success. So, and he's also a guy that, you know, unless I'm wrong. Now, you got a better memory when it comes to some of the stuff from back in the day. Unless there's something I'm missing. I don't think that there's been, as far as character stuff, anything that jumps out, like, under his watch. You know what I mean? Like, with some players. Anything jump out, like, bad?
No.
Well, I mean, I know stuff with Zeke. I shouldn't say. There was some issues.
Well, there was the stuff with Elliott. Right.
Right. Trying to think. Otherwise, right, it wasn't really...
I mean, had the Randy Gregory drug suspension, but that was the marijuana stuff.
That's true.
Same stuff that he was dealing with Nebraska.
Yeah. I'm sure. I mean, I'm just saying, like, when you think of him, you don't think of, oh, man, there's been a lot of problems under his watch.
No, there is. No.
You don't think of that with him.
Right. They brought in the defensive lineman from Carolina, whose name is slipping my mind. Is Greg Hardy.
Hardy, an MMA that's fighter. Right.
But that was not, I mean, he had his issues in Carolina.
Right.
And then he was a dog with the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah,
he wasn't showing up to practice and meetings on time and the like. No, there wasn't. I think Jerry Jones is very comfortable with Jason Garrett, Taz, because I think Jason Garrett doesn't balk with Jerry Jones being Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, well, that's it. Well, no, you're right.
I think that he's comfortable with him. Jerry Jones is able, you know, he's not this, you know, Garrett is not this overwhelming personality to where he's like, I need more control. I need this. You got to stay out of the way. You got to remember, Adam Gase, you know, part of the reason he got fired down in Miami was not only player relationships and the team quit, but he also yelled at the owner, Stephen Ross. I mean, so.
Well, his eyes were bugging out.
Right.
No!
Yeah, so he screamed at him. So
his eyes.
I look at Garrett. I think he is comfortable there, and I think he earned. I think Jason Garrett, once they won that division, Taz, he was not going to get fired down in Dallas.
No, and he came up right, and he came up in there as a player, right? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? He came up in that system. He's been there quite some time. You know what I mean? So it's like he's been there a long time, and he's part of the fabric of the organization. So look, is he the greatest NFL coach in the past 2, 3, 4 years? No, he's not. No, we know that. But you know what? Look, Jerry Jones is the owner. He likes him. He feels the guy is winning. The guy's doing a good job. The players like him enough. You know, why rock the boat? I mean, you know, I get it. If I'm a Cowboy fan, am I pissed? Am I pissed off that Jason Garrett's still a head coach? No, I'm not. I wouldn't be anyway. Look, he's a smart guy. He's an Ivy League guy. Okay, I think he went to Princeton or Columbia or something like that. I remember. So he's a sharp guy. He was a quarterback himself as a player. He gets it. I've heard or read nothing that Dak Prescott doesn't like playing under his
mindset. Oh, no, I think he's a player's coach. Yeah. I think guys like playing for Jason Garrett. So he stays, but I agree with your rationale. It should be a case of, well, we think he's a hell of a head coach.
Right.
That's why he stayed.
Right, exactly. Not that because someone else would hire him, you know? Right, that shouldn't be the reason.
That should not be the reason. And the Jets have made a hire as well. Former interim coach with Greg Williams is now joining his 8th franchise as defensive coordinator. He's going to be the Jets DC here in New York for Adam Gase. They kept their special teams coach as well off of the staff of Todd Bowles. So the Jets are starting to put together a relatively strong staff. It's going to be Adam Gase's offense. He's going to be in charge of developing Sam Darnold. And it is going to be Greg Williams that's going to give that defense a little bit of a personality. He's going to attack. They're going to go from, you know, a 3-4 defensive alignment, Taz, to a 4-3. But I do think you see a lot of teams transition between 3-4, 4-3 based on opponent. If you can do that and have the personnel to do that, he's certainly a strong personality, a confident defensive coach, but he's really good at his job. And I think that's a hell of a hire for the Jets.
Yeah, he's been a defensive coordinator, bro, in the league since 1997, if memory serves me. I mean, that's pretty insane.
It's a long time.
Think about that. So there's not much this guy hasn't seen, and he's still full of, you know, hiss and vinegar, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So, like, he's got a lot of energy. And we saw that in Hard Knocks, and people knew, you know, people that follow the game, they know he's a tough SOB on these guys. I'll tell you, I think it's a great fit. I think Jet fans are happy about this, about Greg Williams coming in with that defense. Lord knows Jamal Adams, the excellent D-back for the Jets, doesn't need any more to be motivated about. Now he's got this guy motivating him. Good luck, because they're going to be tough defensively.
Oh, they are going to be tough. And it shows you, for Gase here, Taz, it's going to be interesting because you bring in a guy here that believes he should be a head coach in the NFL.
That's the thing.
Where it's interesting personality-wise.
Especially in New York. You know, they're going to want, you know, if things don't go well for Adam Gase,
they're going to want to change.
Of course. And, you know, you got Eyeball Jones that's going to be like, oh, man, now they want me out, and now they want Greg Williams in, you know. So his name isn't Eyeball Jones. That was, you know, you get it.
Right, I get it.
I always had eyes for you, baby.
Yes, I get it. With Adam Gase, yes.
It should be interesting, though. It should be interesting because, you know, our resident Jet fan here. I'm a former Jet fan. Pete the Body, Jet fan.
He likes the hire.
You like the hire, right? You always have a hot take on Twitter, I noticed.
Yeah, I like the hire. I think it fits well for the Jets.
Okay, well said.
It works.
So, yeah, there you go.
It
so
works all the way around. That's good hire by the Jets. And as Gase said in his introductory press conference, didn't say a lot, but added that what he learned down in Miami is that he's got to have a strong staff and a support system, and Greg Williams is that. Now they've got to finish out the rest of their staff before maybe losing out some other coaches. And I like the fact that the Jets targeted a guy and got a guy.
They got him.
Because there were four other teams that were in on Greg Williams as well.
And the Jets,
three other teams,
Adam
they
Gase,
were the fourth.
He should also get an endorsement deal with Oakley sunglasses. Yeah. Just wear them all the time.
Yes. The fifth eye joke. 855-212-4227. The three comes your way next. Taz Boost, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.